you got to realize you got those cheap screwdrivers that you buy at the local five and dime, the Sears one, the Chinese one. They don't fit right either.
You know, I think the nut and bolt and screw manufacturers are in cahoots with the tool manufacturers because they keep coming up with these new things, and they don't fit right. and, you know, you've got to get special tools for this and special tools for that. I don't know, Al. It's a big circus any way you look at it.
Boy, really. You know what's funny about it? I start laughing. I want to tell you a funny story. When I worked in a lawnmower shop in the wintertime, I worked on this car. And this guy brought in a stupid Buick, I think it was. Had a four-cylinder, 151 four-cylinder. I used to hate working on cars in the winter because we work on the floor with ice on the floor, you know, and you go in the shop and it's ice and it's cold and you got a kerosene here, you can't breathe. And then you got the mice and the lawnmowers and doing both. And, well, one night I get this car in there and it's a front-wheel drive and the timer gear spun out and said, it's a dial out outside the gear. So, wait a minute. That's gear to gear. So then I called up this local dealer. I said, you can't change that cam gear without taking that engine out. I said, would you like to make a darn bet on that?
There you have, you could do it.
I decided, I said, okay, the gear broke. So we found a way to get the old gear off the cam. Then I said, okay, get out your pot and your torch. I said, now what I want you to do, Al, is boil the vegetable oil till it reaches 340 to 350 degrees. I said, then what you do is I got the side cover, I held the cam with a screwdriver so it wouldn't slide. And we slid that cam gear right on there and then lined up the marks and I put the whole engine together. And do you know the guy complained because I charged him $250 to do it?
I can believe that. But he don't know what all you had to go through to get it back together.
You know what the guy said? He goes, Al, take this for engine on this front wheel drive about 14 hours. He said, you did that in an hour and a half? And he charged $250. And yep. He said, I would consider him his lucky day.
Instead of taking it to the shop, and the book says 14 hours, whether you can do it in an hour and a half, they're going to charge you 14 hours. So there you go. And I don't know what the going rate is anymore. It's probably up there, probably 90 or more dollars an hour, probably more than that now, but he came out pretty good, I would think.
One more shop between working on furnaces, the machine shop with boilers, mice, rats, bugs, spiders, you name it, I dealt with it. You know, I don't know how the heck I lived through it all.
But you did there, buddy, no doubt.
I think it's fun because, I found out something interesting tonight. I took my allergy pills and I found out that I took the two allergy pills, which are supposed to be compatible for different reasons, and I'm allergic to one because I'm itching more with the allergy pill than I did without it.
Good.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to find out tomorrow that there's we're going to have to cut one off and see what happens, which one is doing it.
Talk to the nurse or the doctor one before you cut one of them off.
Who knows? I might not be taking enough. It could be just because my legs are healing, too. Sometimes you get a wound and it's healing like that. Sometimes it's a little bit.
Take care of that. Get it all healed up. It's been too long.
It's doing real good. It's just... every time I went to the wool care, they'd wrap it too tight and screw it up, and then I'd have to go back and do the whole thing all over again. But Kelly's kind of a, you know, she's kind of a realist like me. Just, I get tired of seeing things happen twice. And how's Ray doing? I haven't heard from Ray yet. Hopefully, maybe he'll jump in here.
Well, I don't like having to do things twice. But I hadn't heard Ray yet. It's getting kind of late. He may not be in here tonight.
He jumps in, though.
Well, I'll call here in a minute and see if we got anybody else out there. What else you got for us, Al?
I said, you know, find out from Gabriel with that verbal, what he wants to do, what he wants for that thing. And, you know, I can't wait to try this, you and I to try this amp, because I think it's going to be kind of fun to get this, because I think that vertical is going to work out. I think a vertical is going to work good, because I think it's the only chance of an antenna rock here we're going to have.
With everything else, we're going to have to try something.
It just, what I really need to do is, if the only thing I could have done to solve it would be put up 200-foot tower, 270-foot towers, and I would sit there. But you know what? Now you're going to be, you still don't have the room to do it. And you got everything in your boy. You got power lines and everything around you.
You got a small lot and a lot of other stuff interfering with you.
As far as I got neighbors all around with all kinds of different. I got, this is RF Central for, you know, everybody's got computers all over the place and LED lights and everything else. So it's a, I think we can do it. I mean, it isn't whipped us yet. I don't think it's going to, we're going to get it. So I want to say 73s. You know, like, Gary, I tell you, this being sick stuff, a pain in the neck.
About that, Al, it is a pain. But you hang in there, buddy, and we'll see what we can do. You take care, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Clear.
You take care, and I'll holler at you a little bit later. Anyone else? Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Let's go about wrap it up this evening. Let me get this net report into the computer, and we'll go from there.
Right, by the way, I got all the racks I've got in the spare bedroom out of the way, and just to sit there and say 73 to you. I've got some cables, and I've got a rack. We can get the amplifier in the rack, and I have my NC300. That can go in a rack too, I think, or a top. So I got a pretty good message out. The next couple weeks, I'm gonna start stripping all that stuff down and see what I can save out of it.
There, Al.
Internet report done. What do we have, about 35 check-ins tonight?
Internet, had a total of 49, but let me log his net report.
Oh, baby, not too bad. That's not bad, Cam. Foil and clear.
Folks, I had a grand total of 49 tonight. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks to all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.